I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. The holiday season kicks off today, and at Bishop Hill, Illinois, it begins with the Julmarknad, or the Swedish Christmas Market. The free events today, tomorrow, and Sunday include Swedish folk characters, traditional Swedish holiday decorations, and quality gifts. Participate in a family holiday workshop tomorrow at 1 and 3 at the Historic Steeple Building. There's also a special holiday exhibit called Let's Celebrate Traditions that will also be on display at the Steeple Building. This exhibit highlights Swedish and American holiday traditions. The traditional cookie walk will be held at the Colony School. That's this afternoon and tomorrow only. And tomorrow, visitors can take free Belgian horse-drawn wagon rides throughout the village. That's from noon until 4. Julmarknad at the historic town of Bishop Hill in Henry County. That's today, tomorrow, and Sunday. The Carl Sandburg State Historic Site in Galesburg will present its final Songbag Fall Concert Series concert tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Historic Site's barn at 313 East 3rd Street in Galesburg. A donation of $3 per person is suggested. Refreshments will be served. And the performer, back by popular demand, is regional singer and musician Chris Villillo, an outstanding roots musician, performer, and raconteur, former public radio show host on this humble little station, and an archaeologist turned folk singer. He's recorded several CDs of period and folk music and has performed for more than 20 years across the Midwest. The Songbag series is named in honor of Carl Sandburg's book, The American Songbag, published in 1927. And here's Chris Villillo singing one of the songs from that collection.
Way down upon the Wabash, such a land was never known. If Adam had crossed over it, why, this land he'd surely own. He'd say, this is the garden he lived in when he was a boy. And he'd straightway pronounce it Eden in the state of Illinois. So move your families westward, bring all your girls and boys, and cross the Shawnee Ferry to the state of Illinois.
Chris Villillo singing Illinois, one of the traditional tunes from Carl Sandburg's collection, The American Songbag. Chris will be presenting the final Songbag Fall Concert Series concerts of this season at the Carl Sandburg State Historic Site. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Galesburg. The Macomb Community Theater is announcing audition opportunities for their season opening play, Murder in the Wings. It's a mystery comedy. The editor at the Wings Publishing Company discovers her boss has been murdered just moments before an important contract signing party. All she and her staff have to do is keep the corpse under wraps until the contract has been signed, which will make possible a loan to save the company. Of course, the cover-up is complicated by the arrival of various persons wanting to see the boss. The author, the reporter, the television crew, the hack writer, the suspicious janitor, the late boss's fiancé. Directed by Dick Vick, performance dates will be February 24th, 25th, and March 2nd and 3rd, but the auditions will be this Sunday at 2 in the afternoon and this coming Monday night, the 28th, at roughly 7:30. There are roles for 13 people, 9 women and 4 men. Contact the Macomb Community Theater at 309-833-5084. This coming week, starting Thursday, December 1st, the traditional dance concert of the approaching winter returns. It's the Winter Faculty Dance Works Concert at Western Illinois University. The three nights will be at the Hanline Theater, each of the performances at 7:30. thought-provoking and elegant choreography by award-winning resident faculty means an exciting evening of dance. We visited with University Dance Theater student president Tracy Kuzinski and vice president Allison Christopoulos, and we asked them how they got started in University Dance Theater. Allison first.
I would say my freshman year, second semester, I started taking dance classes, and Candace actually kind of was persuading me to try out, and I was already on a different dance team, so I kind of went with that persuasion and ended up trying out for UDT in the fall of my sophomore year.
And that would be Chair Candace Winters March.
Yes.
And Tracy?
It was also my freshman year, first semester. I was taking Modern One at the time, and Candace also persuaded me to try out for UDT, and that Thursday I tried out, and that Friday I dropped a class to take Modern Three, and there you have it.
So the faculty is persuasive.
Very persuasive.
And we'll be talking a bit about the faculty, since this is billed as the Winter Faculty Dance Works Concert, one of two major productions that the University Dance Theater puts on every year.
Mm-hmm. The Winter Faculty Concert is mostly faculty choreographed, where the concert in the spring is more student pieces. This year, we do have three student pieces that are going to be in the gala, but next semester, there will probably be less faculty pieces, if any, and more student pieces.
So from the student perspective, the winter concert is more about executing the interpretation.
Yeah, of the faculty members, I would say, because it's mostly about their creation and their works.
So what have the faculty cooked up for you?
Denise Brakefield is our ballet teacher, and she is doing two ballet pieces this semester. One of them is a solo that was redone.
A Sugar Plum Fairy solo for Kelsey Peters.
And then she's also doing a ballet duet with two of our dancers, and it's a more modern, more contemporary ballet than it is a traditional ballet, where the solo is a traditional ballet piece.
And then Heidi Clemens is doing an emotional piece about her family, and Candace Winters March is recreating a piece from 2 years ago about one of her friends that recently died, and it's not a really, really sad piece. It's more of a tribute to her energy and spirit.
So there will be a wide variety of styles.
Yes.
On the stage. The Winter Faculty Dance Works performance is going to be December 1st through 3rd.
Yes.
That's at 7:30 each evening?
Yes, it is.
And at the Hainline Theater on campus.
Correct.
And that's a Thursday through Saturday, I believe.
Yes, yep. It is. And the doors open at 7, and it's general admission seating. So if you... The tickets are
15 for general public and then 13 for senior citizens and then free for students with ID.
Another great season ahead for University Dance Theater. And Tracy and Allison, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Break a leg, as they say.
Thanks.
President Tracy Kuzinski and Vice President Allison Christopoulos of Western Illinois University's University Dance Theater. Next weekend in Macomb, the 18th annual Holiday Festival of Choirs will sweep over St. Paul Catholic Church. The performances will be at 7:30 each evening on Friday, December 2nd and Saturday, December 3rd. Pre-concert music will begin 10 to 20 minutes before that. General admission only tickets will be $15. They'll be free to WYU students with a valid ID and can be purchased through the Hainlein Theater box office at Western Illinois University, Monday through Friday, noon to 5 p.m. This concert usually sells out soon. Featured ensembles include the Western Illinois University Singers, Concert Choir, and Madrigal Singers, the Western Illinois University Brass Ensemble and University International String Quartet, the Holiday Festival Children's Honor Ensemble, and the Macomb High School Madrigal Singers. And, of course, yourself, because you should be prepared to sing along. Who can resist at the annual Holiday Festival of Choirs? Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul Catholic Church in Macomb. By the way, the President's International String Quartet from WYU will be busy on Saturday afternoon as well at 1 o'clock at the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall as they present a recital that is free and open to the public, including string quartets by Mozart and Haydn. And on the night of Saturday the 3rd, we will have our very own little shindig here at Tri-States Public Radio, right here in our studios, in our concert performance space, as we host another celebration concert. This time around, our first-rate guest is new folk western artist Amanda Shires. She's a singer, songwriter, and fiddler. You might have seen her face when she was cast as the fiddle player in Gwyneth Paltrow's band in the 2010 film Country Strong. Well, here she'll be taking care of her own business, a compelling voice, brilliant songwriting, and mesmerizing onstage presence. Amanda Shires. You can give us a call for tickets. Our number is 1-800-895-2912, or you could find them online at tristatesradio.com. Amanda Shires. She'll be performing right here at our studios at a celebration concert on Saturday, December 3rd. For tickets, visit our website at tristatesradio.com. I'm Ken Zomley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.